The Investment Answer: Learn to Manage Your Money and Protect Your Financial Future. By Daniel C. Goldie. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Investment Answer: Learn to Manage Your Money and Protect Your Financial Future by Daniel C. Goldie is a comprehensive guide to investing for individuals who want to take control of their financial future. The book provides an overview of the basics of investing, including asset allocation, diversification, risk management, taxes, and retirement planning. It also offers advice on how to select investments that are appropriate for each individual's goals and risk tolerance. Goldie begins by discussing the importance of having a plan when it comes to investing. He explains why it is important to have an investment strategy in place before making any decisions about where or how much money should be invested. He then goes into detail about different types of investments such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, exchange-traded funds, real estate investment trusts, REITs, commodities futures contracts and options. Goldie also covers topics such as portfolio construction and rebalancing, tax considerations, retirement planning, college savings plans, insurance products, charitable giving strategies, estate planning techniques, international investing opportunities, alternative investments like hedge funds and private equity funds, socially responsible investing approaches, managing debt effectively, and more. Throughout the book, Goldie emphasizes the importance of understanding one's own personal situation before making any decisions about where or how much money should be invested. He encourages readers not only to understand their own needs but also those of their family members so they can make informed decisions that will benefit everyone involved in the long run. The Investment Answer: Learn to Manage Your Money and Protect Your Financial Future is an invaluable resource for anyone looking for guidance on how best to invest their hard-earned money in order to achieve financial security over time. Main Ideas. Main Idea Number 1. Understand Your Risk Tolerance. It is important to understand your risk tolerance when making investment decisions. This means understanding how much risk you are comfortable taking and how much you are willing to lose in order to achieve your financial goals. Main Idea Number 2. Diversify your portfolio. Diversifying your portfolio is essential to reducing risk and maximizing returns. This means investing in a variety of asset classes and sectors to spread out your risk and ensure that you are not overly exposed to any one particular asset. Main Idea Number 3. Invest for the long term. Investing for the long term is key to achieving financial success. This means investing in assets that have the potential to appreciate over time and avoiding short-term speculation. Main Idea Number 4. Invest in low-cost index funds. Low-cost index funds are a great way to diversify your portfolio and reduce costs. These funds track a broad market index and provide a low-cost way to gain exposure to a variety of asset classes. Main Idea Number 5. Rebalance your portfolio. Rebalancing your portfolio is important to ensure that your investments remain in line with your goals and risk tolerance. This means periodically selling some of your investments and buying others to maintain the desired asset allocation. Main Idea Number 6. Avoid market timing. Market timing is a risky strategy that involves trying to predict the future direction of the stock market. This strategy is often unsuccessful and can lead to significant losses. Main Idea Number 7. Invest in tax-advantaged accounts. Tax-advantaged accounts such as 401(k)s and IRAs are a great way to save for retirement. These accounts provide tax benefits and can help you save for the future. Main Idea Number 8. Invest in real estate. real estate can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate income. This means investing in rental properties or REITs to gain exposure to the real estate market. Main idea number 9. Invest in commodities. Commodities such as gold, silver, and oil can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and hedge against inflation. This means investing in these assets to gain exposure to the commodities market. Main idea number 10. Invest in international markets. Investing in international markets can provide diversification and potentially higher returns. This means investing in foreign stocks, bonds, and other assets to gain exposure to global markets. Main idea number 11. Invest in alternative assets. Alternative assets such as private equity, venture capital, and hedge funds can provide diversification and potentially higher returns. This means investing in these assets to gain exposure to alternative investments. Main idea number 12. Invest in bonds. Bonds can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. This means investing in bonds to gain exposure to the fixed income market. Main idea number 13. Invest in mutual funds. Mutual funds are a great way to diversify your portfolio and gain exposure to a variety of asset classes. This means investing in mutual funds to gain exposure to a variety of investments. Main idea number 14. Invest in exchange-traded funds. Exchange-traded funds, ETFs, are a great way to diversify your portfolio and gain exposure to a variety of asset classes. This means investing in ETFs to gain exposure to a variety of investments. Main idea number 15. Invest in precious metals. Precious metals such as gold and silver can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and hedge against inflation. This means investing in these assets to gain exposure to the precious metals market. Main idea number 16. Invest in cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and gain exposure to a new asset class. This means investing in these assets to gain exposure to the cryptocurrency market. Main idea number 17. Invest in startups. Investing in startups can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially generate higher returns. This means investing in early-stage companies to gain exposure to the startup market. Main idea number 18. Invest in collectibles. Collectibles such as art, antiques, and coins can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially generate higher returns. This means investing in these assets to gain exposure to the collectibles market. Main idea number 19. Invest in options. Options can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially generate higher returns. This means investing in options to gain exposure to the derivatives market. Main idea number 20. Invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is the best way to ensure financial success. This means investing in your education, career, and personal development to ensure that you are prepared for the future. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your risk tolerance is an essential part of making sound investment decisions. Risk tolerance refers to the amount of volatility and potential losses you are willing to accept in order to achieve your financial goals. It is important to understand how much risk you can handle, as taking on too much could lead to significant losses that may be difficult or impossible to recover from. When assessing your risk tolerance, it's important to consider both short-term and long-term objectives. Short-term investments typically involve higher levels of risk than long-term investments, so if you have a shorter time horizon for achieving your goals, then it's best not to take on too much risk. On the other hand, if you have a longer time horizon, then you may be able to tolerate more volatility in exchange for potentially greater returns. It's also important to remember that everyone has different levels of comfort when it comes to taking risks with their money. Some people may feel comfortable investing aggressively, while others prefer a more conservative approach. Ultimately, understanding your own personal level of risk tolerance will help ensure that any investment decisions made are aligned with your overall financial goals. Main idea number 2. Diversifying your portfolio is an important step in managing your investments and protecting your financial future. By investing in a variety of asset classes, you can spread out the risk associated with any one particular investment. This means that if one asset class or sector performs poorly, it won't have as much of an impact on your overall portfolio performance. Additionally, diversification allows you to take advantage of different market conditions and capitalize on opportunities across multiple sectors. When constructing a diversified portfolio, it's important to consider both the types of assets you are investing in, stocks, bonds, real estate, etc., as well as the sectors within each asset class, technology stocks, for example. You should also consider how much money you want to allocate to each type of investment and whether or not there is enough diversity within each sector so that no single company makes up too large a portion of your total holdings. By taking these steps when building a diversified portfolio, investors can reduce their exposure to risk while still having the potential for strong returns over time. Diversification is key when it comes to long-term success in investing and should be taken into consideration by all investors regardless of their experience level. Main idea number 3. Investing for the long term is a strategy that can help you achieve financial success. It involves investing in assets that have the potential to appreciate over time, such as stocks, bonds, and real estate. This type of investment allows your money to grow steadily over time without taking on too much risk. Additionally, it helps you avoid short-term speculation, which often leads to losses. When investing for the long term, it's important to diversify your portfolio by including different types of investments. This will help reduce risk and ensure that you don't put all your eggs in one basket. You should also consider factors like inflation when making decisions about where to invest your money. Finally, it's important to remember that investing for the long term requires patience and discipline. Markets go through cycles of ups and downs, so there may be times when your investments don't perform as well as expected or even lose value temporarily. However, if you stay focused on achieving long-term goals rather than trying to make quick profits from short-term trades, then you are more likely to succeed. Main idea number 4. Investing in low-cost index funds is a great way to diversify your portfolio and reduce costs. These funds track a broad market index, such as the S&P 500 or Dow Jones Industrial Average, and provide investors with exposure to a variety of asset classes at an affordable cost. By investing in these types of funds, you can gain access to stocks from different sectors and countries without having to pay high fees for individual stock purchases. Index funds are also relatively easy to manage since they don't require active management like other investments do. This means that you won't have to worry about researching individual stocks or monitoring their performance on a regular basis. Instead, you can simply invest in the fund and let it passively track the underlying index. Finally, investing in low-cost index funds is one of the best ways to ensure that your money will grow over time while minimizing risk. Since these funds are designed to match the performance of their respective indexes, they tend not to be affected by short-term market fluctuations, which makes them less risky than other investments. Main idea number 5. Rebalancing your portfolio is an important part of managing your investments. It helps to ensure that you remain in line with your goals and risk tolerance, as well as keeping the desired asset allocation. Rebalancing involves periodically selling some of your investments and buying others to maintain the desired balance. This can be done on a regular basis or when certain thresholds are met, such as when one asset class has grown too large relative to other assets. When rebalancing, it's important to consider both short-term and long-term goals. For example, if you have a goal of retirement in 10 years, then you may want to focus more on stocks than bonds since they tend to provide higher returns over longer periods of time. On the other hand, if you need money for something soon like college tuition or a down payment on a house, then it might make sense to shift more towards bonds, which offer lower but steadier returns. It's also important not to forget about taxes when rebalancing, since any gains from selling investments will be subject to capital gains tax. Additionally, there may be fees associated with buying and selling securities, so these should also be taken into account before making any decisions. Overall, rebalancing is an essential part of maintaining an investment portfolio that meets your needs and goals while minimizing risk exposure. By regularly reviewing your holdings and adjusting them accordingly, you can help ensure that your financial future remains secure. Main idea number 6. Avoiding market timing is a wise strategy for investors. Market timing involves trying to predict the future direction of the stock market, and it can be an extremely risky endeavor. It requires making decisions based on speculation rather than sound analysis, which often leads to losses instead of gains. Even experienced investors who have studied the markets extensively are unable to accurately predict where prices will go in the short term. Therefore, attempting to time the market is not recommended. Instead of trying to guess when stocks will rise or fall, long-term investors should focus on diversifying their portfolios and selecting investments that match their risk tolerance and financial goals. This approach allows them to benefit from both upswings and downturns in the markets without having to make any predictions about what might happen next. Investors should also remember that even if they do manage to successfully time one or two trades correctly, this does not guarantee success over time. Markets are unpredictable by nature, and no one can consistently outsmart them over extended periods of time. Main idea number 7. Investing in tax-advantaged accounts is a smart way to save for retirement. These accounts provide several benefits, including the ability to defer taxes on contributions and earnings until you withdraw them. This can help reduce your current tax burden while allowing your money to grow over time. Additionally, some of these accounts offer employer matching contributions or other incentives that can further increase the amount of money you are able to save. When investing in a 401k or IRA, it's important to understand the rules and regulations associated with each account type. For example, there may be limits on how much you can contribute each year, as well as restrictions on when and how you can access funds from the account. It's also important to consider any fees associated with managing an account before making any decisions. Overall, investing in tax-advantaged accounts is a great way to save for retirement while taking advantage of potential tax savings. With careful planning and research into different types of accounts available, investors can maximize their savings potential while minimizing their overall risk. Main idea number 8. Investing in real estate can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate income. It is important to understand the different types of investments available, as well as the risks associated with each one. Rental properties are a popular option for those looking to invest in real estate, as they provide an opportunity to earn rental income from tenants while also potentially increasing in value over time. REITs, real estate investment trusts, are another option that allow investors to gain exposure to the real estate market without having direct ownership of property. When investing in rental properties or REITs, it is important to consider factors such as location, potential return on investment, ROI, and any additional costs associated with owning and managing the property. Additionally, it is essential that you have sufficient capital reserves set aside for unexpected expenses or repairs that may arise during ownership. Finally, research local laws and regulations related to renting out residential units before making any decisions. Main idea number 9. Investing in commodities can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and hedge against inflation. Commodities such as gold, silver, and oil are tangible assets that have been used for centuries as stores of value. Investing in these assets gives you exposure to the commodities market, which is often less volatile than other markets like stocks or bonds. This means that when stock prices go down, commodity prices may remain stable or even increase. When investing in commodities, it's important to understand the risks involved. Prices can fluctuate significantly due to supply and demand factors, so it's important to do your research before investing any money. Additionally, there are various ways to invest in commodities, including futures contracts, exchange-traded funds, ETFs, mutual funds, and individual stocks. Overall, investing in commodities can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and protect yourself from inflationary pressures. However, it's important to understand the risks associated with this type of investment before committing any capital. Main idea number 10. Investing in international markets can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially increase returns. By investing in foreign stocks, bonds, and other assets, you gain exposure to global markets that may offer higher returns than domestic investments. Additionally, by investing internationally, you are able to take advantage of different economic cycles around the world, which can help reduce risk and provide more stability for your overall portfolio. When considering an international investment strategy, it is important to understand the risks associated with each country or region. Different countries have different regulations regarding taxes and fees, as well as political instability, which could affect the performance of your investments. It is also important to consider currency exchange rates when making international investments, since changes in these rates can significantly impact returns. Overall, investing in international markets can be a great way to diversify your portfolio while potentially increasing returns. However, it is important to do research on each country or region before committing any funds so that you understand all of the risks involved. Main idea number 11. Investing in alternative assets can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially increase returns. These investments are typically less liquid than traditional stocks and bonds, but they offer the potential for higher returns due to their unique characteristics. Private equity funds invest in companies that are not publicly traded, venture capital funds provide financing for startup businesses, and hedge funds use sophisticated strategies to generate profits from market movements. Investing in these types of assets can help reduce risk by providing exposure to different markets or sectors. When investing in alternative assets, it is important to understand the risks associated with each type of investment. Private equity investments involve taking ownership stakes in private companies, which may have limited liquidity options if you need access to your money quickly. Venture capital investments also carry high levels of risk, as many startups fail before they become profitable. Hedge fund strategies often involve leveraging positions, which can lead to large losses if the market moves against them. It is also important to consider fees when investing in alternative assets, as these tend to be higher than those associated with traditional investments such as stocks and bonds. Additionally, some alternative asset classes require investors meet certain qualifications, such as having a minimum net worth or income level before being allowed into the fund. Overall, investing in alternative assets can be an effective way of diversifying your portfolio while potentially increasing returns over time. However, it is important that investors understand the risks involved before committing any capital so that they make informed decisions about their financial future. Main idea number 12. Investing in bonds can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and gain exposure to the fixed income market. Bonds are debt instruments issued by governments, corporations, or other entities that promise to pay back investors at a predetermined rate of interest over a set period of time. When you invest in bonds, you are essentially lending money to the issuer and receiving regular payments as compensation for doing so. Bonds offer several advantages compared with stocks. They tend to be less volatile than stocks, since their prices don't fluctuate as much due to changes in economic conditions or company performance. This makes them an attractive option for those who want steady returns without taking on too much risk. Additionally, they provide more predictable cash flows than stocks, since bondholders receive regular coupon payments from issuers. However, it is important to remember that investing in bonds carries its own risks, such as default risk, the possibility that the issuer will not make good on its promises, and inflation risk, the possibility that rising prices will erode the value of your investment. Therefore, it is important to do your research before investing in any type of bond. Main idea number 13. Investing in mutual funds is a great way to diversify your portfolio and gain exposure to a variety of asset classes. Mutual funds are professionally managed portfolios that pool the money of many investors, allowing them to purchase a wide range of investments such as stocks, bonds, and other securities. By investing in mutual funds, you can benefit from the expertise of professional fund managers who have access to research and analysis tools not available to individual investors. Additionally, by spreading your investment across multiple assets classes, you can reduce risk while still achieving potential returns. Mutual funds also offer convenience since they allow you to invest with relatively small amounts of money compared with buying individual stocks or bonds. Furthermore, most mutual fund companies provide online access so that you can easily monitor your investments and make changes when necessary. When selecting a mutual fund, it's important to consider factors such as fees, including management fees, past performance history, liquidity, how quickly shares can be bought or sold, and tax implications. It's also important for investors to understand their own goals before investing in any type of security. Main idea number 14. Exchange-traded funds, ETFs, are a great way to diversify your portfolio and gain exposure to a variety of asset classes. ETFs provide investors with the opportunity to invest in multiple assets at once, allowing them to spread their risk across different sectors and markets. This means that if one sector or market performs poorly, it won't have as much of an impact on your overall portfolio performance. Investing in ETFs also allows you to access investments that may not be available through traditional mutual funds. For example, some ETFs offer exposure to commodities such as gold or oil, which can help hedge against inflationary pressures. Additionally, many ETFs track indexes such as the S&P 500 or Dow Jones Industrial Average, providing investors with broad market exposure without having to purchase individual stocks. Finally, investing in ETFs is often more cost-effective than buying individual stocks or mutual funds due to lower management fees and trading costs associated with these products. This makes them an attractive option for those looking for low-cost ways of diversifying their portfolios. Main idea number 15. Investing in precious metals can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and protect yourself against inflation. Precious metals such as gold and silver have historically been seen as safe havens for investors, providing stability during times of economic uncertainty. Investing in these assets gives you exposure to the precious metals market, which can help you hedge against inflationary pressures. When investing in precious metals, it is important to understand the different types of investments available. You may choose to invest directly by buying physical gold or silver coins or bars, or indirectly through exchange-traded funds, ETFs, that track the price of gold and silver. Alternatively, you could also purchase stocks in companies that mine for these resources. It is also important to consider how much risk you are willing to take when investing in precious metals. While they tend to be less volatile than other asset classes like stocks and bonds, there is still some risk involved with any investment decision. As with any investment strategy, it's best practice to do your research before committing capital. Main idea number 16. Investing in cryptocurrencies can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and gain exposure to a new asset class. Cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum have seen tremendous growth over the past few years, making them attractive investments for those looking to capitalize on their potential. Investing in these assets allows you to gain exposure to the cryptocurrency market without having to purchase actual coins or tokens. When investing in cryptocurrencies, it is important that you do your research and understand the risks associated with this type of investment. Cryptocurrency markets are highly volatile and prices can fluctuate significantly within short periods of time. It is also important that you keep up to date with news related to the industry so that you can make informed decisions about when and how much of an asset class should be invested in. It is also essential that investors use secure wallets when storing their digital assets. This will help protect against theft or loss due to hacking attempts or other malicious activities. Additionally, it is recommended that investors only invest what they are willing and able to lose, as there are no guarantees when it comes to investing in any asset class. Main idea number 17. Investing in startups can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially generate higher returns. This means investing in early-stage companies that have the potential for rapid growth, but also come with a greater risk of failure. When considering investing in startups, it is important to do thorough research on the company and its management team before committing any funds. Startup investments are typically made through venture capital firms or angel investors who provide funding for businesses they believe will succeed. These investors often take an active role in helping the startup grow by providing advice and guidance as well as financial resources. Investing in startups can be risky, so it's important to understand all of the risks associated with such investments before making any commitments. It is also important to remember that startup investments are generally illiquid assets, meaning you may not be able to easily sell them if needed. Additionally, there may be restrictions on when you can sell your shares or how much money you can make from selling them. Therefore, it is essential to consider these factors carefully before deciding whether or not investing in startups is right for you. Main idea number 18. Investing in collectibles can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially generate higher returns. Collectible items such as art, antiques, coins, stamps, and other memorabilia have the potential to appreciate over time. Investing in these assets gives you exposure to the collectibles market, which can provide an additional source of income for investors. When investing in collectibles, it is important to do your research before making any purchases. You should consider factors such as rarity, condition, provenance, history, authenticity, and demand when evaluating potential investments. It is also important to understand the tax implications associated with collecting certain types of items so that you are aware of any liabilities or deductions that may apply. It is also wise to consult with experts who specialize in this area before making any decisions about investing in collectibles. They will be able to provide valuable advice on what type of item would best suit your needs and budget, as well as how much you should expect from each purchase. Collectible investments can be a great way for investors looking for alternative sources of income or those seeking long-term capital appreciation opportunities. However, it is important to remember that there are risks involved with this type of investment, so make sure you do your due diligence before committing funds. Main idea number 19. Options are a type of derivative security that gives the holder the right, but not the obligation, to buy or sell an underlying asset at a predetermined price. Options can be used as part of a diversified portfolio strategy to gain exposure to different markets and potentially generate higher returns than traditional investments. When investing in options, it is important to understand how they work and what risks are associated with them. Options involve leverage, which means that you can control large amounts of stock for relatively small amounts of capital. This also means that losses can be magnified if the market moves against your position. It is also important to understand how options pricing works, so you know when it makes sense to enter into an option contract and when it does not. Additionally, there are various strategies available, such as covered calls and protective puts, which may help reduce risk while still allowing investors access to potential gains from movements in the underlying asset. Overall, investing in options can be a great way for investors looking for more advanced strategies beyond traditional stocks and bonds. However, due diligence should always be done before entering into any option contracts, so you fully understand all associated risks. Main idea number 20. Investing in yourself is one of the most important steps you can take to ensure financial success. It means taking the time and effort to invest in your education, career, and personal development so that you are prepared for whatever life throws at you. Investing in yourself will help you gain knowledge and skills that will make it easier for you to navigate through difficult times or capitalize on opportunities when they arise. When investing in yourself, start by focusing on your education. Take classes or pursue a degree if necessary. This will give you an edge over those who don't have the same level of knowledge as you do. Additionally, look into ways to improve your career prospects, such as networking with professionals in your field or attending conferences related to your industry. Finally, focus on developing yourself personally. This could include anything from reading books about self-improvement to learning new hobbies or joining clubs related to something that interests you. All these activities can help build confidence and provide valuable experiences which can be beneficial both professionally and personally. Investing in yourself is essential for achieving financial success because it gives you the tools needed to succeed no matter what life throws at you. So take some time today and start investing in yourself. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.